USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Russian missile attack on a Ukrainian train station kills at least 50 people and injures dozens of others. Ukrainian officials now say 98 others, mostly women and children, have also been injured at the station in the eastern part of the country. Russia is denying that they carried out the strike, calling the accusations by Ukraine a provocation, and officials saying around 40 people died on the scene at the train station. President Biden and Vice President Harris are honoring newly confirmed Supreme Court pick Ketanji Brown Jackson.
And today is a good day, a day that history is going to remember.
The president fulfilling a campaign promise by saying he would use a person's skin color as his first qualification for the nation's highest court. The president with nothing else on his public schedule. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
An Iowa man arrested 6 years ago is caught in the state of Washington.
U.S. Marshals in the Southern District of Iowa are reporting a Des Moines survivalist who faked his own death and fled the state to avoid a trial on alleged child pornography charges in 2016 is back in custody. U.S. Marshals found and arrested 28-year-old Jacob Greer in Spanaway, Washington. Spanaway is about a 20-minute drive south of Tacoma. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents have arrested 72 people on three boats trying to cross into the United States near San Diego. The Border Patrol says they were able to stop two of the boats before they got to land and arrested the people from Mexico coming off a third boat. While trying to escape, one woman fell into the water and was hit by the boat. An agent swam out to rescue her and pulled her to shore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Critical fire weather conditions are expected Friday from the Central Plains to the northwestern Gulf Coast. Andrew Lyons of the National Weather Service says the states most likely in danger for the next few days are Nebraska and Kansas to southeast Texas and southwestern Louisiana.
We're in that really active spring pattern where you have strong storms kind of dropping down from the Pacific Northwest, and those bring strong winds and dry conditions to a whole lot of the western U.S., which unfortunately means fire danger.
There's also a high risk of wildfires in parts of Northern California, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. The House and Senate beginning their Easter recess on Friday, but before leaving town, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, talks about Republicans' chances of winning the 2022 midterms.
We're optimistic. The president's numbers are terrible. Whether it's inflation, the border, we've been discussing, crime, what's happening in our schools. So far, the American people, I think, are clearly unimpressed with this entire Democratic government.
Elon Musk is set to address questions from Twitter employees after being appointed to the company's board. Musk's appointment caused some internal concern and criticism from the social media company's staff. The billionaire will join Twitter's CEO for an Ask Me Anything session soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.